Recent figures in Egypt show there are 16 million illiterate people. 70% of them are women, most in the poorer rural regions. Girls and women like Khadija, Masada and Sahad are expected to stay at home. Sahad was desperate to learn to read and write. Sahad is looking to fulfill the dream of being able to help her fourth grade daughter with her homework. Her life's dream is to be educated. Until now, when her daughter Omu asks her for help, she is so ashamed that she sometimes even pretends to understand what's in the school books and guesses at answers rather than turn her daughter down. The shame is agonizing.
It would make me so sad that I couldn't help her. That's why I wanted to get an education. I told everyone, I want an education.
So when the news comes that a literacy class is to start in the village, Sahad is overjoyed. She grabs the opportunity with both hands, arms, legs and feet and throws herself into the classes. She can see the day when she will be able to help her daughter, the day when the shameful pretending will end. So does she stop here? Of course not. A rare chance arrives for Sahad to travel to the capital, to Cairo. This village mom is to head to the sprawling megacity of more than 10 million people. There she will take to the stage.
There was a spelling contest in Cairo that I competed in and I won. I achieved first place of all the contestants in Upper Egypt.
Sahad wins 3,000 Egyptian pounds. With the money, she starts a literacy project of her own back in the village, and there's even enough money over to pay the school fees for her children. Khadija and Masada have also been through life-changing transformations. Khadija.
I feel as a woman, not like I am half and a man is whole, but I am whole myself now. The village has changed and so have I.
Masada too is delighted with the journey she has made and the way she is now seen by her fellow villagers.
People said we had achieved the impossible to be enrolled in secondary, but we did it.
Life has been changed in rural Egypt for Khadija, Masad and Sahad. Alongside their own humanity and willpower, they were helped in their extraordinary ventures by the International Development Organization, Caritas.